All right, great. So now it's about 5:17 a.m. in the morning. Life is like that for me. Sometimes I get up early in the morning and just can't get back to sleep. And I don't know, maybe it's the heat, maybe it's the anxiety. However, now that I'm up, as I said before, I just got a few things to get off my chest. To those of you just tuning in, I'm Ron Smith. The show you're watching, or you're listening to, I should say, is Children of the Light Ministry. Shout out to Dr. Rush. Shout out to Miss Baptiste and the congregation from Children of the Light. It's a food pantry where thousands of families get a chance to get food. And I do this podcast radio program to promote the food pantry, which is in Brooklyn. The address, 1171 East 95th Street between Flatlands and Avenue J. Now, here's the thing. You can't just rush on down there, okay? They have a number that you should call to at least make an appointment to come down, and they tell you what best days to come. They're open Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays and Saturdays, okay? So those are the days that they're open. If you need to get the number to contact Children of the Light Food Pantry to find out what's the best day, go to the Instagram, and the Instagram number is, well, you to find us on Instagram is COTL _ ministry 1, and there you'll see the phone number. Call it up, get the app, and you could do that. All right, we made it easy for you. They had a grand opening on Sunday, and a nice little celebration. You'll get the chance to see it pretty soon on YouTube when we get a chance to put that together. Now, I want to try to talk a little bit to you, just a little bit. You know, this, what we're doing here, this takes time, it takes money, and there's a lot of volunteers, a huge amount of volunteers. And I'm a person who strongly believes that, you know, you got to really support your own without having the finances being covered. I mean, the monthly bills. They have a huge refrigerator, I should say, that we need. They need to keep that refrigerated electricity bill paid all the time. If you can make a donation to them, great, fantastic. They take credit cards as well. And that's one of the things Pastor Rush has been doing a great deal of work. She's got a refrigerated truck. Every month they gotta pay the insurance. They've got to do maintenance on the truck. They've got to put gasoline in the daggone truck. And what I hate about this is that these folks show up, get their food, and they're gone, man. I mean, they don't even say, hey, you know something, Pastor, I know you're doing all of this work. I want to give something to the... to encourage you to continue to do that. I know the trucks have to have gasoline. I know they gotta, you know, get the insurance paid for. But do they do that? No. These guys don't do nothing. But it's okay. You know, God blesses her anyway, man. It really is. But it's just sad, you know, that nobody even tries. Nobody even cares to try. And